Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners here at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we are going to read amaverse athile, then we jump to chapter 3. Now, lana go verse chapter 1, go verse 5. Ulithi, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now it lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to turn into flame the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying of the hands. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje lada sibona bangcwele kukhona ugogo, kukhona nomama. Ugogo nguLoyisi nomama uYunisi. Ababekhulisa. These people were ubaba kaTimothy was a Greek man. Mara naye ukhuliswa umama nogogo, babona ivangeli, babona ubukhulu, ubona ifaith kamama akhe nolento ukhulisa lo mntwana. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, umbuzo wami nawe, ukuthi abantwana bethu sibakhulisa kanjani? Siyabatraina ezintoni zikaNkulunkulu na? What are we imparting ebantwaneni bethu? Ngoba manje laba uLois noYunisi, babenge nayo sometimes masithi azange ba imparte the material things. Yes, not that they are not, it's wrong to impart abantwana the material things. But the most important things that we can impart to our grandchildren and our children is into zikaNkulunkulu. Ngoba those things, they live forever. Noma ngabe eya kuphi, uhamba nale ngcebo engaphakathi kwakhe eyizwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, uPaul uyamkhuthaza. Ukuthi bambelela kule faith kagogo wakhe nomamakho. Ngani ngoba yibona abakhulisile ezintweni zikaNkulunkulu. Bangcwele, we are called to raise up our children. UNkulunkulu washo nakuDeuteronomy etshela abakwa-Israyeli wathi hlalani nabo phansi lapha kuDeuteronomy chapter 6 athi nihlale nabo phansi emakhaya nibafundise nenze konke. Namhlanje bangcwele, esikhathini esiningi asibi nesikhathi sokuthi senze lokhu uNkulunkulu wayekufisa, ukuthi abantwana bethu nabazukulu bethu sihlale nabo. Namhlanje uSathane utshontshe ithuba lethu nabazukulu bethu, utshontshe ithuba lethu lokuthi bazi izinto zikaNkulunkulu. And yethu uNkulunkulu usitshelile ukuthi sibafundise sihlale nabo and give them the word. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisayibhekile indaba kaTimothy ukuthi uNkulunkulu umphathiseni. Ngithanda ukuthi sibheke lokho bangcwele kuchapter 3 wakhona. Second Timothy loyo. Umpostoli Paulu uthi kuye, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. There will be terrible times in the last days. Manje uyahlonyiswa lo muntu. Uhlonyiswa ngezinto eziyi-20. Number one uthi kuye, the people will be lovers of themselves. And uthi makaqeda uthi people will be covetous, they will be scammers. Namhlanje bangcwele, into labo mama abatshela indodana yabo uTimothy yizinto esizibonayo zenzeka namhlanje. Ngani? Ngoba uthi people will be lovers of their own selves, and they will be the scammers. How many times sibona ama scams bangcwele? Sibona ama scams all over kuma phones, sibona ama scams ema bank, sibona ama scams kuphi kuphi. Yinto eyabonwa uPaul, ebona ehlonishwa lo mntwana ukuthi manje Timothy kuzoba nesikhathi esifana nalesi ngoba manje yifa futhi abamnikeza lona ukuthi abe watchful ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani ngoba namhlanje izinto ezenzakalayo in our country it's not about us manje it's about those generation next generation to come ukuthi sibahlomisa ngani bazobonani ezayathi mari umama noma ugogo wangitshela ngalokhu ukuthi izinto ezokwenzeka lana uthi there will be posters siyakubona kuyenzeka namhlanje even nabanje bangcwele ukubone ukuthi izwi kaNkuluNkulu lithi uma sipha abampofu makungaziwa ukuthi siyanikeza abampofu but namhlanje even nathi esingabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu we are sike ukuthi siveze kuma social media ukuthi manje ngifide abantu abayingaka siveze kuma social media ukuthi ngenze lokhu nalokhu yinto umpostoli uPaul atshela uTimothy ngayo uTimothy yena asibhalele ngayo athi people will be proud ngempela izinto namhlanje esizibonayo uthi they will be blasphemous manje ama blasphemous abantu abathuka uNkulunkulu ziningi indlela abantu abamthuka ngazi uNkulunkulu bangenge khiphe enhlamba but izenzo abazenzayo indlela esigqoka ngayo indlela esikhuluma ngayo izinto ezithuka uNkulunkulu yazi ngezwe nabanye bedlula lapha kwamba ngcwele bahlala le ehostel phezulu becula ingoma engahlabeka hey angikwazi nokuyiphinda ngoba khona izinto ongekuyiphinde engomeni mabeyicula leyo bafaka uNkulunkulu bathi noNkulunkulu uyazi bekhuluma inhlamba bathi mabecanda noNkulunkulu bayisho lento bele kube icula manje they are blasphemous namhlanje unthankful abantu abangabongi abantu namhlanje ungabenzela noma yini they are not satisfied they are ababongi ngiyangibone futhi ubheke nalento our country iyazama ukuthi at least si kutholakale imali yemindende but you will find people be complaina nangayo benganelisekanga athi umuntu le mali incane kodwa lo muntu mawuthi uyabheka zangasebenze nokusebenza ngani ngoba siphila kusimo where people are unthankful abantu abaneli abantu ababongi and manje uyamtshela labo gogo batshela umntwana bathi uPaul utshela uTimothy uthi they will be unholy siyabona bangcwele without ini siyabona ukuthi namhlanje izinto ezenzakalayo izinto ezibonisa ukuthi ubungcwele abusekho abantu abasamsaba uNkulunkulu abantu abasamsaba omnye umuntu namhlanje sekungenwa nasemabandleni kuyokhuthuzwa emabandleni izinto namhlanje esizibonayo kodwa manje ipoint yami ukuthi thina si-investeni ebantwaneni bethu ukuthi manje njengalo mama nalo gogo ba-investa kulo uTimothy kwazi watshelwa uPaul ukuthi wena ukuze ube nje kungenxa yogogo bakho and manje uPaul njengomuntu owayesemdala njengomuntu owayesoloko esejele ebefuna umuntu anga-impatha kuye izinto zikaNkulunkulu osemusha akwazi ukuzidlulisela kwabanye namhlanje we are reading this book ngenxa yokuthi yazidluliselwa kumfana owatraina ugogo wakhe nomamakhe lana manje liyazibala ngizozibala bangcwele lithi they are truth breakers they are false accusers namhlanje kukhona nama false accusers abantu abazothi wenza into ongazange uyenze and they are liars abantu namhlanje amanga into ekuyilanguage yakhona abangakukhipha kuFacebook bakhuluma into ebuhlungu ngawe ongayenzi bathi uyayenza ungayenzi isikhathi esiphila kuso namhlanje lisikhathi esidinga thina manje ukuthi abantwana bethu uma zenzeka lezi zinto sibafundise ukuthi bakwabe nomoya oyingcwele umoya okuhlukaniswa ukuthi manje uma ubona into eso ungahambi ngayo ngoba yizwa kumoya ongcwele ngoba lento ayinaqiniso izinto ekufanele sibafundise zona ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini ey'khathini zamanje lithi le incontinent lithi lapho they lack self-control. Manje namhlanje siyakubona lokho. These are the things ekufanele ukuthi sibafundise zona. Ukuthi manje sisesikhathini lapha abantu they lack self-control. They do noma yini bengena control. And again liyaqhubeka. Lithi lana make ichubeka uthi they are traitors. Kusho ukuthi they are fake people namhlanje. Nasemaphakathi emabandleni they are fake people. Na namhlanje izinto manje ekudingeka ukuthi abantwana bethu sibafundise bona the opposite thing ukuthi sisesikhathini esinje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithe but wena ungabi fake be an original ungakopi into yomuntu yenza le uNkulunkulu akunikeze yona manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje singabheki kona lokho sisesikhathini bangcwele Engithanda ukushare something lana uthi we live in times where we see many humans but not humanity baningi abantu esibabonayo kodwa there's no humanity akusakuna kuyithoba ebantwini namhlanje and sibizele ku humanity ngoba izwi kaNkuluNkulu lapho kuncwadi ka Philippians 2 lithi masibe nesimo esifana noJesu owathe nguNkuluNkulu wehla waba umuntu wahlika ebuntwini wehla waba isebenzi wahlika kubo waba ibond 7 manje lana we live in times where we see many humans but no humanity and we live in times where the rich has more rooms than children and the poor has more children than rooms siyabona into enjalo bangcwele namhlanje kuyazalwa nje and abantu abangenalutho namhlanje sibabona behlele emakhoneni behlele nabantwana becela imali uthi mawucabanga ukuthi manje lo muntu makehleli nalomntwana ekhoneni ebemenzelani lo mntwana ebemenzela ukuthi azofuna iphiti ebantwini ebemenzela lo mntwana ebekhulisa kanjani lo mntana ukuthi manje kuhlala emakhoneni kuyacelwa we are living in those times namhlanje manje we live in the times bangcwele as where the smartphones bring you closer to those who are far but distance from those who are closer siphila kuleso sikhathi abantwana banamhlanje ngeke bakwazi thina siyakwazi ukuhlukanisa ngoba kuqala ama relative they will come together bekubane isikhathi kuhlangana ihlobo abo cousin unihlangane but today mawuthi uyabheka kwi generation yanamhlanje akusavakashelwana kukhulunywa ngama phone akusahanjelana omnye nomnye unento yakhe ayenzayo ama relative namhlanje ayisekho leyanto senkulunkulu ukuthi uJesu wasinikeza igunya lokuthi labo khonza nabo they are your sisters and your brothers kusho ukuthi wayebona isikhathi esifana nalesi ukuthi manje kudingeka ukuthi manje ubheke your sisters in the Lord ngani ngoba siphila kwesinye isikhathi namhlanje ukuthi ama smartphones ethu brings us closer to those who are far but distance us from those who are closer ukubona ukuthi manje sikhuluma nabantu abakude sihlele etafuleni labe kufanele sihlale sikhulume nabo asakhulumi nabo and at the same time we live in times where a single mother can look after 10 children but 10 children can't look after a single mother namhlanje noma bekhula bayaziphuma bamshiye lo muntu endlini obakhulisa nzima baprefer ukuyihlalela endaweni zabo ngani bangcwele siphila esikhathini esinjalo where umama raised 10 children and the very 10 children cannot even look after their single mother we live in the times bangcwele where the rich walk miles to digest food while the poor walk miles to search for food namhlanje siloko siya driver bangcwele sihambe siye mall siya endaweni ethile siyohlala phansi sidle and silibale ukuthi manje kukhona abanye abantu abangenalutho and izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi uma when you are serving when you are giving to the poor you are borrowing God and we forget good even the money that we spend into kaNkuluNkulu akasinikezelanga ukuba extravagant kuzo izinto manje ekudingeka abantwana bethu ukuthi sibafundise nabazukulu ukuthi baphila kwisikhathi esinjani and how can they avoid this time ngani ngoba umpostoli Paul wa impatha kuTimothy umfana wamtshela ngeikhathi nje. Thina siyazibona lezo ikhati. Nabazukulu bethu, they are falling in those times, which we are having, we are obligated. Ukuthi manje sihlale nabo. Ukuthi manje le ikhati eniphila kuzo. Asifani ikhati zethu. Vele nabo basho kanjalo. Bathi hayi, ngangekho esikhathini sakho. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, we live in times where women are paid to be naked, while others have no clothes to cover their nakedness. Namhlanje abantu bafuna ifame. Bahambaze ku social media. Bayatrenda, batrenda bengagqokanga. And mawubheka ukuthi bafuna ukuba naked, and at the same time khona bafuna impahla abangena lutho. Siphila ekhathini ezinjalo. Namhlanje abantu, they make money ngokuthi babe naked. Namhlanje umzimba akusasiyinto efihlakele. We were talking about boundaries, ama boundaries. Ukuthi ama boundaries, it's God owenza ama boundaries. Uma sigqoka bangcwele, we are keeping the boundaries. Ngoba kukhona izinto engafanelanga zibonakale kithi. It's keeping the boundaries. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi uma zingabonakala, you are tempting another person. Abantu namhlanje naseyinkonzweni seku akusagqokwa ngokuhlonipheka. Uthola ukuthi abasha bagqoka into e-entizer abasha abanye abangabafana. Angakwazi kumntana afuna ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu, angakwazi ukumkhonza bese sithi abafundisi why bengakhuzi. And mina ngumzali endlini, engineduty yokuthi umntana wami make yonkonzweni makahlonipheke. Asisho ukuthi sometimes abantwana siyazi bagqoka amabhrukwe, mara makaligqoke lelo nto ayigqokayo, ayigqoke ngendlela efanelekile, engeke yenze omnye umntana alingeke. Namhlanje we've got boys abafuna ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu, kodwa esikhathini esiningi bayakuyiswa, bewiswa yile mantombazana aphume ekhaya angatshelwa ukuthi lento oyigqokile ayilunganga endlini kaNkulunkulu. Siphila kulezo ikhathi namhlanje bangcwele. Manje we living in a time yokuthi you don't care about the other person. Ukuthi manje mangiso awumunye umuntu uzothini, azomuntu athi anginandaba. Now we are here as grannies, we are here as mothers. Ukuthi nathi masifane no Loyce, sifane no Eunice, abakwazi ukuimpatha izinto kumzukulu Timothy, owakwazi uNkulunkulu wamsebenzisa uTimothy, ekwazi ukuthi ashumayele ivangeli kubantu abadala. Azathi umpostoli uPaul kuye, ma ungenzi ukuthi ubusha bakho budelelwe. Manje esikhathini esiningi nanamhlanje bangcwele, asikwazi ukunikeza abantwana bethu ukuthi ba-exercise izinto zikaNkulunkulu. Sithi abantwana laba ini asibanikeze an opportunity. Manje here I'm challenging us as grannies, I'm challenging us as mothers ukuthi siphila kuleso sikhathi. We live in times where our possession are more but our appreciation is less. Asibongi njengoba bengishilo. We live in times where we know how to earn good living, but somehow forget how to live a good life. Siyayifuna i-good living, but we don't live a good life. We live in times where many know the price of everything, but not the value of anything. And namhlanje kufana nama-rights. Many people, they want their rights, and they don't take responsibility. Ukuthi mangumntwana ngithi ngifuna ama rights, kune responsibility ekhona. Manje siyithi singabazali namhlanje, ngani asibi nesikhathi leso uNkulunkulu asibizile sokuthi sihlaleni phansi nabantwana bethu sibafundise izinto zikaNkulunkulu, ukuthi uNkulunkulu akafunani akafunini. Masingabile generation ekufundwa ngayo bangcwele kwincwadi yamajajisi. Kukhona i-generation ekufundwa ngayo ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Lithi leli lizwi, Judges chapter 2 verse 10. Lithi, after that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he has done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and serve the Baals. Manje siyabona bangcwele ukuthi there was a generation eya deprived ukuthi manje abazali babo babatshele ngonkulunkulu. Lithi kwavela igeneration eyayingazi ngonkulunkulu. Laba bahamba azange babatshele ngothixo. Yile generation bangcwele esibona futhi ezwini kankulunkulu uma ibhala ngoNahum. The Book of Nahum yincwadi eyabhalwa okwesibili after unkulunkulu ethumele uJona eNiniva. After 100 years, the generation after 100 years, they repeated what their father did. Their father never told their children ukuthi unkulunkulu wayezodestroy iNiniva. But he's a repenter, emisebenzini yethu. After 100 years, the generation repeated what their father used to do. Manje, unkulunkulu uthumela uMika in that book. Ukuthi manje, ayikhulume ukuthi now, I'm not going to spare laba bantu ngoba abazali babo azange babatshele ukuthi ngunkulunkulu osindise, obasindisile uma bephenduka babayekelele. Masingenzi bangcwele ukuthi sibone abantwana bethu nabazukulu bethu bengena enkingeni. Base troubling for okwamanje esibona ngama drugs, bangeniswa ezintweni abangazazi. They need us. They are depressed. They need an answer. An answer lies upon us, which is thina bogogo nani nabomama babo. The answer lies within us. Unkulunkulu usiphe impendulo ukuthi masihlale nabo ngoba siyazi ukuthi abobaba basemsebenzini. Sometimes we are a single mother, but we need ukuthi abantwana bethu nabazukulu, we must not deprive them. Siyabona namhlanje bangcwele i-depression ekhona, abantwana ba commit suicide, abantwana ba commit crime, and sometimes we blame them. We don't look uthi why are they doing this, because we are neglecting them. Let us not neglect our young ones. Let us not neglect abazukulu bethu. Baba, siyakhuleka ngegama lika Jesu. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, unkulunkulu, we are repenting. As mothers, as a grannies, we are repenting, Gosiam. Izwe namhlanje linje, we are blaming the drug lords. Izwe namhlanje linje, we are blaming our other people. Baba, in the name of Jesus Christ, sicela uxolo Nkosi. Ngoba asibaphi sibahlele nebo phansi. Noma benza into errong, siyasigeza izandla. We don't pray for them. Namhlanje Nkosi silento esiyiyo. Ngoba abazali bethu, they never gave up on us. Noma sasiphuma endleleni, and they used to pray for us. Baba, siyabonga ekuseni ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhumbula imisebenzi yabazali bethu nemikhuleko yabo. Nathi Nkosi yami siyabakhulekela abazukulu abakhona namhlanje eyikolweni. Nkosi yami, sebelwa nabo thishere, siyakhuleka uNkulunkulu, lula isandla sakho ngegama lika Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.